Good morning and welcome to each one. A special welcome to all of those who are visiting. Trust that you will join in with our Sunday school time in fellowship and study of the Word and worship today. The Sunday school lesson starts out this morning with reminding us that God has searched us and knows us. You know, He knows us completely. He knows everything about us. Then it ends with saying, "Lead me in the way everlasting." And that's what God wants to do with us this morning. We know He knows us completely, and our prayer is like David's, "Lead us in the way everlasting." And He will do that for us this morning as we listen to Him. So let's begin our service with singing.
Heart and thousand hearts and voices sound the notes of praise above. Jesus reigns and heaven rejoices. Jesus reigns, the God above. Jesus is on yonder throne. Jesus rules the world alone. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Grace that will pardon. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, I believe it is appropriate for us to just simply revel in the grace of God. If it were not for the grace of God, how could we be here and be enjoying ourselves in our worship to the Lord? How could this be? It can't be except for the grace of God. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord, as we've been going through this time of revival and personal evaluation before the Lord, I've been thinking more about grace and just so grateful for the grace that God gives. The other evening, we sang a song here that I haven't sung for a long time, and that song was entitled "Wonderful Grace of Jesus." We'd like to sing that here a little bit later. The song says, "Wonderful grace of Jesus, greater than all my sin. How shall my tongue describe it? Where shall its praise begin? Taking away my burden, setting my spirit free, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me." That is amazing, that the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. That is a tremendous blessing. You see, for the grace of God has appeared to all men, and that grace is free. It's open. It's for every one of us today. I invite you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1. And here we see the thread of grace in this scripture. And I just recognize that to fully define what grace is just not possible in 10 minutes. And so for our purposes this morning, we want to particularly be looking at how grace, at the aspect of grace being undeserved favor that we have, that God shows to us. And notice the thread of grace in this scripture, beginning with Ephesians beginning with verse 1 in Ephesians 1. "Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory." And the Lord calls us to the praise of the glory of his grace. There are many references to grace in Scripture. One of the first references that we read is about Noah. Noah was living in a time of great wickedness and sin, and the Lord determined to bring destruction upon a sinful and evil world, except for those who would claim the promise of entering the ark. And it says, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. We have many examples of how grace was extended between individuals. And another early example is that of how Esau extended grace to Jacob when Jacob had, after having deceived him and been gone for a number of years, he came back and he found grace in the sight of his brother. In fact, of course, Jacob was very concerned with the awareness that Esau was bringing 400 men against him. Jacob was very concerned about what might happen when he comes back to meet with his brother. But his brother, it says in verse 10 of Genesis 33, and Jacob said, nay, I pray thee, if now I have found grace in thy sight, then receive my present at my hand, for therefore have I seen thy face, as though I had seen the face of God, and thou wast pleased with me. Take, I pray thee, my blessing that is brought to thee, because God hath dealt graciously with me, and because I have enough. And he urged him, and he took it. Now we see here that Esau, estranged from God that he was, extended grace to his brother Jacob, because Jacob humbled himself and was willing to go back to make things right. And I believe that in our experience, that as we interact with each other, we can be an avenue of God's grace to each other. And what a blessing it is to receive that grace. We have other examples of grace too. In the story of Ruth, separated from her from home, from family, she was probably lonely. She wasn't sure how things would work out, and Boaz noticed her and extended grace to her, and she felt very unworthy of that, but he did. And there are many other examples in Scripture of grace being extended. But of course, the grace that the Lord Jesus extends to us supersedes any and all examples that we can possibly find. I invite you to turn in your hymnals to number 673. We'd just like to, after a bit, sing this as we consider the grace that has been extended to us. I had read the first verse here. Verse 2 says, wonderful grace of Jesus reaching to all the lost. By it I have been pardoned, saved to the uttermost. Chains have been torn asunder, giving me liberty, for the wonderful grace of Jesus reaches me. So grateful that grace of Jesus reaches us. Verse 3 talks about the transforming power that it has. And so I believe that just at this time we will sing this song, and then we will close with several more scriptures in prayer. Brother Lau, would you lead us in 673?
Wonderful grace of Jesus, great truth in all my sin. wonderful grace of Jesus, reaching the most defiled, by His transforming power, making Him God's dear child, purchasing peace and heaven for all eternity.
Praise His name. Praise His name. Well, we are instructed to sing with grace in our hearts to the Lord. And I believe that that the Lord has this grace available for us. It is wonderful. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. And He has saved us and called us with a holy calling. And to every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. So let us grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Shall we kneel for prayer? Gracious God and Father, we just cannot thank You enough for the grace that You've extended to us. Lord, thank You so much. We hardly know how to express our appreciation for what You've done for us and what You are doing. And we believe that as we allow You to work in our lives, You will help us to open our lives to each other and to You so that Your grace can move in and do what You want to do. And so we just want to commit ourselves, commit this time to You, that You would bless in this service and in this place. We ask Your blessing on every part of this service, on each individual, for Your praise and Your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Well, welcome to this part of the service. We're here for our share time together. I would like to spend some time in reminiscing on the past week, those of you that were able to be here for the meetings this week. How many of you think we had a good week? Many blessings. A lot of things to think about. Some homework. Okay. We've heard a lot of new things, and we've heard a lot of old things explained in new ways, and that's how they make an impact on us. I would like to start by sharing just a bit of what impacted me with one of the evening services, and then look for you to give some testimonies, if that is, if you have things to share. And then I would like to update you just a little bit on some plans that I have personally at the end of the, toward the end of the share time. Do you remember the Thursday evening that Johnny had us look at Revelation 12 about the, there was quite a sequence there, but can anyone quote verse 11 of Revelation 12? I'm not open to that right now, but they overcame him. Can someone help and continue?
By the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony.
And?
Love not their lives
unto the death. There's three things there, and I think that middle phrase there is something that we can do just right here this morning to help kind of cement some things and to move on. By the word of their testimony, it's when we commit ourselves to a testimony that helps to remind us, and it helps to remind those around us of some of the responsibilities. And I would like to comment a bit on that Thursday evening service. Johnny spoke on, do you remember what he talked about that evening? Temptation ring a bell for you? Temptation and victory and the attributes of Satan. Satan, who comes at us with lust, or his promotes lust and murder and lies. Why are we ever attracted to him? We looked at Christ's temptation after he'd fasted there in the wilderness. And then we looked at Revelation 12, and we saw those three keys of victory that Sanford was helping us quote here from verse 11. And another thing that impressed me that evening was how we tend to think of Satan as God as somewhere up there, fairly close to equal, and, you know, just sort of playing it out and to seeing how things will come out. And I was just glad that we were reminded that it isn't close to equal. There's no contest. God is all-powerful, and Satan is a defeated foe. It's kind of like he's grasping for territory and clawing for time, realizing that his time is short. We must align ourselves with the triumphant Lord of Lords and King of Kings. So what am I going to take from this message? You know, I want to be proactive as I face temptation. The devil gains when we just savor a thought, even if we have no plans of executing that thought. And this message spoke to me. What blessed you through this past week? And if you do have a prayer request, I hope we will have time to have that in toward the end, but I also have another little section clear at the last that I would like to cover. What blessed you this week? Nathan, just speak up. They might be coming with a mic, but you can get started.
Well, it's just, there's several things. One thing, Tuesday evening, we talked about prayer, we mentioned prayer being a two-way communication. That evening was talking about the different messages that God has given, a message of deliverance, of salvation, of destruction, etc. But that was the gem that really stood out to me. And then Friday evening, what really spoke to me is we talked about, you know, laying our lives down as a living sacrifice. Mm-hmm. Very practical, especially the part of how easily we tend to struggle against giving up that sacrifice, but God puts a finger on something. And that was a challenge to me to think of, you know, of just giving up without a struggle and allowing God to direct my life the way He wants to. That was a challenge with blessed with.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Marvin has a mic now. Who else? How did God speak to you this past week? And maybe it was even outside of the special services in the evening. Over here.
Laura just said that she's too shy to speak, but she really appreciates all the people that help move and also providing a place for them to stay. And she's just very grateful, and she's seeking the Lord, and we just want to keep praying for her.
Okay. Glad to have you here, Laura. Who else? In the back there.
Scripture that just kept coming to me was that if we walk in the Spirit, we will not be following the works of the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My children enjoyed the classes, the stories that he told, and the story particularly about tickles sticks in the mind, and Satan really does make things look really attractive. And I want to remember the lesson that we dare not dabble with it and think we can get away with it, but because we will get caught in his trap.
Now, the story of tickles was something that we went home and made practical, and there was a couple of tickles that have met their fate in our house. So, peanut butter works. I think that's what he used, I don't remember. Okay? What else? Who else? Over here? Paul? Whoa, right there.
Johnny's emphasis on Monday evening especially spoke to my heart, the need of taking care of where I focus my heart on, and what is in my heart is what comes out. Mm-hmm. I just want to, in a new way, commit my heart to the Lord.
Where is my heart?
Mm-hmm. I was impressed, too, with the fact that Satan is powerful, but he's nowhere close to all-powerful. And we can rest in the fact that God has tested all the temptations that come our way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who else? Back there.
One of the things that stood out to me was how much time do I actually spend listening to God when I pray? And just the example that you used too of the locked car stood out to me too. And so often the answers are there and the power is there, but I'm not listening.
Someone else?
The first evening I was blessed by thoughts of just enjoying my relationship with the Lord and serving Him to please Him. I just left excited about that and really been blessed this week by the verse that Johnny ended with that evening, Colossians 1:12, giving thanks unto the Father which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of light. It goes on to say, who hath delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, and on. And yeah, that's just such a gift.
What a blessed thought.
Two things struck me this week, and they seem to be unrelated, but somehow in my heart they're related. Can't remember which evening it was, but perhaps the evening when he was focusing on listening to God, I can't remember. Johnny emphasized the need to have our hearts clear, our consciences clear. And it reminded me of some things that I need to take care of. I think it was the Lord putting his finger on something. It's a little hard to know how the connection happened, but something else that has just struck me this week is something that I've had to learn repeatedly, and I'm just needing to learn it again. That is that my tendency, I suspect it's a fairly common tendency, is to think that I can find joy, I can be happy once my circumstances work out to be good. Right now I've got an excuse to be grumpy or touchy or whatever it is because, well, my circumstances aren't right. And once those things get squared away, then I'll be in good shape. And that's really just very faulty reasoning, and I want to learn from that.
Maybe I will move on and share some of the plans. Some of you know that I have been asked about joining a team in West Africa, in Liberia, in a pastor's training program. Planning to be leaving next Saturday from here, being gone about 2 weeks. There's a Paul Hirschberger that is involved with the ministry over there. I think he's been working there about 8 years. His goal is to go back into the areas where there's not, back in from the cities and in the bush areas. And They've been doing evangelism programs and whatever. There's apparently a significant openness to the gospel there, but there's need for training for pastors, that kind of thing. And I didn't know all of the details when I agreed that I would consider going. It looks like it's going to be a fairly intense and a fairly, trip back in, a little bit away off of the grid, away from the creature comforts and that kind of thing. Talks about maybe a 10-hour drive to the first place from Monrovia, and then another place maybe 6 hours from that, and another 8-hour trip somewhere. Talked of taking some battery fans along so we could maybe sleep a little better. It's a tropical climate, expecting temperatures in the 90s with high humidity. And don't know a whole lot about the people and the work there, but it sounds like there could even be 400 or 500 at the different events, some of them possibly. So it looks like a very intense time, and I would appreciate very much your prayers over that time. I hope maybe to have an update on Wednesday evening that you could take home for kind of a prayer reminder. On a practical note, I'm planning to fly next Saturday morning from Kansas City. If someone is happening to go that way, I'm planning to return through Wichita, so I wouldn't need a car up there. Talk to me if you would like to. I would also appreciate prayers for stamina, for divine unction on the topics. The teaching is to be through an interpreter. I'm not sure, there may be several different languages, I'm not sure. For health and protection from the tropical issues like malaria, dengue, stomach ailments, and for safety in the road and in the air, on the road and in the air. And he sent me a little book, it's basically just a little picture book of some of their work. And I'll put it back there on the table. If you open the book to the page where the bridges are, this might help you on your reminders to pray for safety. And it does look like a big assignment, and without the Lord's blessing, we're working in vain. Are there any prayer requests quickly that we could remember here together? Craigs are leaving for Thailand today, right? Okay, I guess they're delivered to the airport and are en route or whatever. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yes.
I missed it again. Where are you going in Africa?
Oh, I'm sorry, Liberia. And Phil Beiler from Lancaster, Pennsylvania is the other teacher, and this Paul Hirschberger will be accompanying us there, I understand. Okay, let's come before the Lord in prayer. Dear God, we just lift Craig and Rachel and their young family to you right now. Just pray that you would make the travels easy for them, that they would be kept safe in the air and en route. Pray especially for the ear and balance type issues that can affect a young child and can make traveling miserable for a family and for those around them. Just pray that you would bless and you would keep there. And I pray that their time in Thailand could be a time of healing, a time of moving on, a time of encouraging the brothers there. We pray, too, for Henry Yoder in northern Indiana. Just ask that you would give him special grace for what you've asked him to go through. And we know that you are the great healer, the great physician. You are the all-powerful, the omniscient, and the everywhere present God. We just ask that you would work in a mighty way in Henry's life. Bless the rest of this service, dear God, for your glory. I just pray that you would speak to us, and that we will be able to listen. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll have a transition song. Lyle, it can be whatever song you want, if there's another one you prefer.
103. Tell me the old story of unseen things above, of Jesus and his glory, of Jesus and his love. Tell me the story simply as to a little child, for I am weak and weary and helpless and defiled. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story. Tell me the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Tell me the story slowly that I may take in that wonderful redemption God's remedy for sin. Tell me the story of then, for I forget so soon the early dew of morning as passed away at noon. Tell me the old, old story.
Say praise the Lord for the old, old story of Jesus and his love. Welcome you to this part of the service. We look forward to what the Lord wants to speak to us further in the message.